Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
There's some research that has come out that caught my eye this morning. On Saturday, did you know, is National Puppy Day. Cue uncontrollable noises from Emer, who's such a dog fan, who's such a cat fan, such an animal fan. But yes, Pet Mania. I've done some research and revealed the top 10 names people have called their puppies, Emer. Now, I'm not going to go through all 10 because, frankly, that would take too long. But number 5 and number 4 are Rosie and Milo. And there's a family live across the road from us. They're dear friends of ours. And their daughter is called Rosie and their son is called Milo. So I think they need to get a dog and call it something completely different. Teddy is in at number 3. Luna is number 2. And the number 1 most popular puppy name in Ireland, if you want to be original, avoid this one, is Bailey.
Oh, yeah. I know several Baileys.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of dogs called
all
Bailey.
All adorable, but all named Bailey.
There's also been an increase in Irish names. So, Era, Arashta, Cúchulainn, and food-inspired names. Donut, biscuit, strudel, muffin, popcorn, cupcake. In fact, what was the dog you were telling me about?
So I saw on Paddy's Day a dog, that a little Jack Russell that had been painted green, white and orange. So it was like his top half was green. They left his white belly and then his bum was orange.
Amazing.
And then subsequently I found out last night that his name apparently, how true this is, I don't know, but I'm going with it, is Brick Foster.
The Irish for breakfast is Brick Foster. That is a great name for a
love
dog.
It.
Look, obviously, you know, fictional characters always get in there as well. So there's some Khaleesi's for any of the Game of Thrones fans. Simba. And then Brendan Courtney, who was in on Tuesday, told us again that his dog is called Nancy Drew.
Great name.
It's just amazing. And then sports stars and superstars and all, they all get in there between your Elvises and your Snoop Dogs and your Dwayne, because of Dwayne the Rock Johnson. In fact, Cole, as a hurling aficionado, if you were able to pick a full name of a tip hurler to give a dog, I'm not suggesting you have to do this, but if you were to pick, like, so if you were to get a dog and give him a full, in the annals of tip hurling, what would you call the dog?
Lair Corbett.
Yes.
I would love to hear you in the park in Ranelagh in Dublin where you live going, Lair Corbett! Lair Corbett, heel! Lair Corbett, it's full name. Oh, full name or nothing like?
No, Lair Corbett. Yeah, that would be good though, wouldn't it?
Lair's nothing. You gotta, it's gotta be Lair Corbett.
Lair Corbett. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do now.
But please do. You get a dog.
Yeah,
anything. If you get a goldfish, call it Lair Corbett.
Lair Corbett. I'm into that.
But Emer and I were talking this morning because I don't have a dog anymore. Unfortunately, she passed away last year. But the year before last, got her 2024 already. But we have a thing in our house where we love animals with human names. And obviously, look, I know Rosie and Milo are obviously
human
Teddy,
names.
They're human names, whatever. But I suppose I mean, like, you know, intrinsically human non-dog names.
Yes.
So when we got our dog, her name was Lorna. But the way she chose her name, and she chose her name, was my wife wrote on pieces of paper 5 acceptable names. I can't remember all 5, but I remember Geraldine was in there.
yes.
Patricia! And Lorna was one, whatever. And what we did was we had a little puppy. She was only like 9 weeks old. And then we put them out in front of the fireplace and let her go. And she went over and sniffed the piece of paper and then put one in her mouth. And we took it out of her mouth and we saw it was Lorna. And that was her name, whatever. But like, there's nothing like a dog, you know, called Terrence or something. Oh, yeah. Like, it's just such a great thing when they're full
Martin.
On. Yeah, and exactly, Martin. Like, not Terry or Marty or whatever. Like, it's full on name. So, Emer, you have a cat and a dog, both of whom have very impressive, stately names.
They do. They're very regal. So I have a golden Labrador whose name is Harvey. Mm-hmm. And then I have a tuxedo cat whose name is Stanley.
However, I did find out yesterday that that's not their full names.
No. So it kind of ties into the TV characters. Now, I will say my mom did name Harvey.
Okay.
But when she came home, she introduced me, she said, this is Harvey. And then I was given the responsibility of registering him on, like, the dog licensing website, which was a foolish mistake on their behalf.
Don't let Emer do that.
Because when I think the name Harvey, I think Harvey Kinkle from Sabrina the Teenager. So Harvey's official name and all his official documents, and when he goes to the vet, is Harvey Kinkle Shannon.
3 names is brilliant.
You have to.
Harvey Kinkle Shannon, amazing. What about Stanley?
And then Stanley, we had already had Harvey a couple of years by the time we found Stanley. We found him on the side of the road.
Aww.
My brother and I had a very long debate about what we'd name him. He wanted to call him Seamus, which I accept would have been also
a great name
for a cat.
Yeah.
But I wanted to keep the TV thing going. So his full name is Stanley Walker, Shannon.
I don't know what that's from.
So Stanley Walker is the unseen husband of Karen Walker from Will and Grace, the 90s comedy.
So the husband is never seen
See him once. He's just this really, really obese millionaire. And I figured that cats are rarely seen. And as it transpires, he's a tubby cat. So it's worked out well. So yeah, he's Stanley Walker Shannon.
Harvey Kinkle Shannon. My cat is called Ratbag, says John in Wexford. I don't know why your cat's called that. Unless it's eating lots of rats, maybe. Someone says, we had a goldfish in college called Alan Rickman. Yes! This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. Goldfish with human names is astoundingly brilliant. So please keep them coming in on 087-4100-102. Let's go to Karen McCarthy, who is in Cork. Hey, Karen.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What animal have you got to tell me about?
We have a greyhound, Arlo.
Arlo, okay.
About three.
So Arlo sounds like a kind of an animal-y name. Like you could have a cat on Arlo. I can imagine a greyhound called Arlo. One of my favourite dogs in the whole world, by the way. Greyhounds, absolutely amazing. But why is Arlo called Arlo?
So we were trying to decide what we call him. And we had watched Justified on the telly.
What's Justified? Remind me what Justified is again.
So it's about a US Marshal and it's kind of based down around the Dixie Mafia.
Yes, I remember that now. Yeah. Very good show, actually.
Just a really good show. And we'd kind of been watching it for a while and the dad was a kind of this kind of character anyway that kind of just stood out to us and we kind of liked the name. So when we came to getting the dog, kind of say around COVID, we were trying to kind of find a dog that would sleep a bit and wouldn't require a huge amount of work.
That's the best thing about greyhounds, though, isn't it? Yeah, because Karen, they're like I always say, they're a lot like cats. Like, they go and they need a sprint in the morning and they need a sprint in the evening. But, like, the sprint is short. It's, like, less than 10 minutes. And then they'll curl up and sleep for most of the rest of the day.
Oh, they're wrecked. And I think people don't kind of know that unless you have a greyhound. So we kind of thought, yeah, Arlo was a name that kind of stuck out. So because of Arlo Givens, Raylan Givens' dad in Justified, he was a kind of a sleepy, kind of cantankerous kind of a character.
Right.
So we said, even though it's the complete opposite to the dog's personality, that's where he got his name.
So do you ever call him Arlo Givens if he's in trouble or anything?
Do you know, we don't really, but I suppose sometimes it's kind of lost on people when they ask us where did we get the name Arlo.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people would maybe have seen
Justified. Yeah, it's not the biggest TV show.
We've
sent
loads of people away to watch Justified now to kind of see where we got the
it's
name.
It's a good conversation starter. And is he, when you go to the vet and all, he is Arlo McCarthy, is he?
He's Arlo McCarthy.
Arlo McCarthy. Yeah. See, even that's a great name, to be fair. Karen, thank you very much for sharing that.
And
I love the fact you have a greyhound called Arlo. Thanks a million.
Yeah, he's great. Thank
See
you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Loads more texts coming in at 087-4100-102. Hey, Dave, something tells me you won't be a fan of our dog's name, Jurgen Klopp, who even has his own Instagram account. No, actually, I'm not even talking about any more dogs, if that's the case. And my dog's names, past and present, have been Grouse, Rua, Bioga, Cognac, Teelan, Abby, Fia, Cara, Usel, Ishka, and Eru, says the text. Dear God Almighty, how do you keep track of all them? Maura's been on.
I have a dog called Miley. Strong name after good old Miley Byrne, but she didn't get her name from Miley Byrne.
Oh.
I have two kids, and their names are Maya and Leah. So if you put the two of them together, it's Mai and Lee. Miley. That's how we got our dog's name.
Well, holy God. Absolutely brilliant. Let's go to the phones. Frances McLaughlin is there. How are you, Frances?
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Quebec. In
oh, with me. Someone's ringing you there now.
Yeah, I got rid of that. That's what we talked about.
Fair play. Fair play prioritising talking about your pet's names over whatever important thing that was. I love it. What animals are we talking here now, Frances?
We had two goldfish back in about 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
And my husband, just to let you know now, Dave, he's a Liverpool fan. Apologies for that.
It's okay. They do exist. I mean, you married one. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you. But,
I had no choice. And he called the two fish, one Giovanni and the other Trapattoni. And nobody knew what he was talking about, including myself, because it was previous to the Republic of Ireland. It was when he was with, I don't know, somebody in
Italy or somewhere, right.
And everybody came in, oh, look at the fish for the calls. Oh, Giovanni, Trapattoni. And it's like, what? And I'm not actually sure if they survived till he became,
manager. And then it would have made sense. And
the
come here.
Drop.
Did your the husband ever explain why he was so obsessed with Giovanni Trapattoni when he wasn't?
I don't think it was an obsession. It was just a name. He likes the odd name, I think, to start with. He doesn't speak Italian. He looks Italian. But
oh,
he
does he?
Italian.
Well, you better give him a shout out. What is his real name?
Damien, Damo from Quebec, and everybody knows him.
Damo, nobody, the lad who looks Italian.
Yeah, nobody knows me, I'm just the wife.
Oh, right, you're Damo's wife, are you?
Yeah.
He'd be lucky to have be known as Francis' husband, I'd say, to be honest with you. Come here, and any pets in the house at the moment, or did you leave it be with Giovanni Trapattoni?
Oh, we have a dog now called Bluey. We love Bluey.
Ah, brilliant.
And we're talking, He's with us a couple of years now. We had a previous dog called Rufus.
Yeah.
He was years old, but he passed away a couple of years ago, and then we got Bluey. So my daughter, Ellen Jo, who's in school and would love to hear this conversation because she's a big fan, and she called him Bluey after the cartoon. She loves that cartoon.
Great. Well, big hello to, what did you say, Ellen?
Ellen Jo.
Ellen Jo, brilliant name.
Yes.
Right.
Ellen Jo McLaughlin,
what a hero. Right, come here, you're a hero, Francis. Thanks a million for sharing all that.
Thanks,
all right, mind yourself. Bye. We're staying with football because Noreen's in Galway. Hi, Noreen.
Hi, how are you?
A cat named Rooney. Now we're talking.
Sorry to the Liverpool fans before us.
And so, come here, who was responsible for choosing Rooney?
Myself and my husband are huge Man United fans.
Yes.
We found Rooney when Wayne Rooney obviously was the player at the time.
Yeah.
Brought the cat then to the vet, you know, got it checked, everything, and found out that the cat was a girl.
Oh.
So now her name is Colleen Rooney.
Yes! Colleen Rooney.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing, Noreen.
Yeah, so still going strong, you know, Colleen Rooney. She's still there.
That's so great. What age is she now?
She's 13.
13, fantastic.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Brilliant. Well, that's genius thinking on your feet there, Colleen Rooney. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Noreen. That's brightened up my day no end. Thanks a million.
No bother time.
See you later. Bye. Our dog is called April after April O'Neill from the Teenage Hero Turtles. Yes, April O'Neill, astounding. Our 7-year-old border collie is officially called Captain Jack Sparrow in all his vet's paperwork. We just call him Captain most of the time until he's being bold, and then he gets his full title. Our granddaughter came up with the name of it and it's just stuck. It's so good, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.